So I'm here with Lynn, who teaches drama at Berkhamsted School. Lynn, you've got a really exciting project going on with Year 9. Tell me all about it.
It's Tom Sawyer that we're doing with our Year 9 students. Three of them are our scholarship students. And we're doing it in a studio setting in our Centenary Hall.
That sounds really good. I'm interested that you say you've got three scholarship students. I didn't realise there was a scholarship for drama.
Yes, there's a scholarship system, and the students apply for a scholarship and they get 10% of their fees. But the expectation is that obviously they're going to give a great deal of time and attention to drama across the curriculum. And we choose children who are very talented in that area, so the school hugely benefits from having them in plays.
And is that unusual? You've been a career teacher in the years that you've been teaching in lots of different schools. Is this the first time you've come across a scheme like that?
Yes, it is the first time I've come across a scheme like it, and I think it's a really good incentive, and it's a really good they're really good role models for other students.
And how does that work? Do they have to help other students?
In the upper school, the expectation is, with our sixth form students, the expectation was that they would impact on the sort of lower school students in the running of clubs and things like that. And the expectation, again, that they are going to take a key role in any productions that we put on.
That sounds really quite an amazing opportunity for those students. So tell me about Tom Sawyer. When's it going to be on?
Tom Sawyer is going to be on the 15th and 16th of February. It's going to be an unusual configuration on the stage of the Centenary Theatre, in that at one end of it there will be raked seating, and the audience will watch it sideways on. So the curtains of this big 500-seater auditorium will be closed. The reason we've done that is that very often when you've got a play that is quite intimate in an auditorium that is quite a large one, sometimes it's better to make it into a sort of studio setting to make it more accessible and intimate for the audience.
Sounds like a really good project. I wish you all the best. Break a leg.
Thank you very much indeed.